It's always interesting when you get backstories and learn about people in your community. And it's I remember when I was a kid, there used to be the Global Game of the Week, and a couple times a year, Dad would take me in to see the Belleville Bulls play. And there was a couple players I absolutely loved, and one of them was Brent Gretzky. To see him on the ice, and then to see him in the NHL and professional hockey, and now to see him perhaps pulling me over when I'm going a little bit too fast on Schoharie Road. It's such a you start out doing something you love, and it turns into servicing the community for yourself. When did the idea of being an officer come? Was that part of your education, or what was that initial conversation like?
Well, I think it started way back when I was a young boy. You know, we always played army and stuff and climbed trees, but to be a police officer is something that I always wanted to do since I was 5, 6 years old. And playing hockey was just, it sort of came natural to me, to my brothers, and with my dad being the best coach ever. And once you get a taste of playing hockey, it's a lot of fun. And when I went to play in Atlanta, I was 20, 21 years old. Even when I flew on the planes there or took bus rides, I had my study guides, my math books, and everything that I needed to be a police officer, because that's what I always wanted to do.
What was it that attracted you about the job? Because it's not for the faint of heart. It's not an easy thing to do.
I think it's the helping people, and you know, being part of a team is definitely you know, those are the things I learned later in life, obviously, about how much you have to rely on your teammates, your colleagues, your supervisors, and what the community relies on you. And it's just something I've always wanted to do, and I know I can count on my teammates in my detachment here in Prince Edward County, just the best platoon that I could be a part of.
Was the service mentality something that was instilled from the parents, from the community? Who was it that really helped foster that service above self mentality?
You know, I think it was just coming up through school and in hockey. You know, my dad used to always say, kids in sports, stay out of courts. And I think with the respect that you learn in hockey, and whether you're playing other teams and you learn who the tough guys are and the ones you have to respect, and the good players to respect, and the parents, and just the way you treat people, was a lot through sports and obviously my parents. But to service and to help the community is something that we've always been a part of.
How nice is it to be in a community that you've known for so long? I mean, the Bay of Quinte area has been around your family and for you a long time.
Yeah, I started, well, my brother Keith, I think he was 85, 86, with Coach Mavity, Larry Mavity, obviously, just a wonderful coach, wonderful family. Really took care of Keith and myself when I played here in 89 to 92. Belleville's awesome. The fans are great. We're great, and they still support nowadays too, with the Senators. We still go to the games and have a great time there. To come back, it's beautiful here. You know, my wife is from Belleville, so she traveled everywhere with me in hockey and my family in Brantford. And after Dad passed away, you know, we decided we were going to come back here later in life, but we figured, you know, let's go now. And her family's still here, her mom is here, so we moved back to the area, and it is awesome. It is a great place to work. You know, I serviced in Brantford for 13 years, and I think I really had one serious call with a person that I knew. So I got really lucky there, and to come back here is a wonderful, wonderful place.
One of the interesting things is the knowledge of the area, the knowledge of the people. I was looking at, I'm not great at math, but I was doing some math, and I was trying to figure out, you know, if you're at Point Peter, to Cressy or Wappoose, and then you go over to Consecon. It's a fifth the size of PEI. They have provincial police. You have a detachment of provincial police. It's a big market. It's a big area.
It is a big area, yeah. So we try to get out when we come in for a shift. We try and get out. You know, we all have different zones and try and be out in the area. So when a call does come in, you don't have that far to travel. Obviously, we're a lot luckier to be down here compared to the north, where there's the distance between officers can be a lot greater. But to work in Prince Edward County is just has been awesome. The people are great. We had a talk before this, before starting, how wonderful they are, and love being in the community and speaking with people. And it's great. There's a couple of rinks that go on during the week and the weekend, so I pop in there once in a while to watch some games and say hi to the kids. And but just wonderful people.
Is there another piece to the career you'd like to look at?
Yeah, obviously, you never really settle in life. And with this organization, there's a lot of places to go, move laterally, up, down, different departments, units. It all depends on what your niche is. And I, you know, being 53 years old, I love the road. I still love night shifts. Like I said before, I love my platoon. I love the teammates. Working together, relying, respecting on those guys, counting on them, them counting on me. The best place is being on the road.